Virginia's constitution specifies that every 10 years, the legislature and governor should redraw political districts based on the census. Critics say legislators use detailed maps and computers to choose their voters, drawing districts that favor them.
Both parties have presented maps that are gerrymandered, so that's got to stop.
Brian Cannon is executive director of Fair Maps Virginia, a group that has worked for 7 years to change that. By law, any change to our Constitution must be approved by the General Assembly in 2 successive years and then win approval from the voters. Lawmakers said okay in 2018, but last year state senators slammed on the brakes, refusing to approve any deal that left them out of the process. Sally Hudson is a delegate representing Charlottesville.
There are some lawmakers who contend that there is a role for legislators in the process, in part because they are also experts on the political geography of Virginia.
She and Cannon disagree, but they're supporting the change that lawmakers finally approved. It would allow political leaders in the General Assembly to appoint 8 state lawmakers, 4 Democrats and 4 Republicans, and to nominate 8 citizens who would serve on a commission to redraw districts. Delegate Sia Price, who represents parts of Hampton and Newport News, says that's not a compromise worth making.
I can wholeheartedly, as a legislator, say that legislators should be nowhere near the drawing table when it comes to redistricting. In this amendment, legislators drive the process from start to finish.
And she says the proposed amendment doesn't provide sufficient protection for Black and Hispanic voters who could still be drawn into districts that dilute their voting power.
Nothing in our history says that diversity happens on its own. It is usually mandated in order for it to be there, and this just does not do that. And it also does not end gerrymandering. And so this is definitely something that we need to work on prior to putting it into the Constitution.
Sally Hudson concedes the protections for minority groups could be stronger, but the amendment adopts language from the Federal Voting Rights Act,
which is that those communities should have the option to elect candidates of their choice. So even if the Federal Voting Rights Act were further undermined, that idea is explicitly laid out in the amendment itself.
Many experts, advocacy groups, and newspapers have endorsed the current proposal. And Brian Cannon gives it kudos for requiring that redistricting be done in public.
It adds transparency, kills that smoky back room where this has often happened. And so now we're talking about a transparent process where citizens are involved. No one party can get over on the other. And we hope we can take the next step for the next decade and get all the politicians out of the system completely.
Also on the ballot, an amendment to excuse veterans who have a service-related disability from paying state and local taxes on cars and pickup trucks. That seems like a generous gesture of thanks, but opponents wonder why it needs to be in the Constitution. They note even wealthy veterans would qualify. And if disabled veterans get a tax break, should it also be extended to injured police officers, firemen, healthcare providers, and others who have sacrificed for the public good? I'm Sandy Houseman.